Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Liberty DeVito on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Liberty.
Good morning to you guys. How's it going?
Oh, it's great. Very excited to have you. Former Billy Joel drummer with Billy Joel, sold over 150 million copies and wrote and performed the drum parts on 22 of Billy's 23 top 40 hits. And all of his six Grammy-winning recordings. So you were there through the whole run.
The overachiever, yes.
I remember listening to Billy do an interview and said, Just the Way You Are would have never been a hit without you, because they wanted you to do a cocktail drum part on that. And you said, I don't play cocktail drums.
See?
No. There's a few times I've thrown things at Billy when I didn't want to do something. That was one of them. Yeah.
And that little bit of an off drum beat made that song very special.
Yeah, I guess it did. Other drummers have called it the hardest simple beat to play.
Really?
The hardest simple beat.
Yeah. The hardest simple beat. Yeah, because it sounds simple.
Yeah, but it's not.
But it's not.
Yeah. That's the name, yes.
And so you knew Billy as a teenager, right?
I did. We used to play in the same club on Long Island called the My House. He was in the Hassles. I was in the New Rock Workshop. We used to pass each other in the dark, but that's when I first saw him do one of my favorite songs by one of my favorite groups of the time, Traffic. He did Colored Rain.
Wow.
And I thought, whoa, this guy can sing.
Really?
Did you know him during the Attila days, his heavy metal band?
I that was after the Hassles. And I knew John Small, who was the drummer also. And, I think Billy's really embarrassed about that cover.
It's him in this outfit, like a medieval outfit, and he's surrounded by raw meat.
in the meat locker.
Yep.
Yeah. Not a good look.
No.
You know, we all got to start somewhere.
Exactly right.
So you're playing with Lords of 52nd Street. This is all former members of Billy's band, right? This is the original band.
Yeah, the original guys are myself, Richie Cannato, who played the saxophone on all those Seasons of the Italian Restaurant, Only Could Die Young, Still Rock and Roll to Me. And Russell Javers, who played guitar in the original band. And we have the other guys to fill in. All the other guys in the band have had some kind of connection to Billy. They either played the Broadway show or they recorded with Billy. So, everybody has a connection with Billy. And we do the Billy tunes, you know.
These are the songs that you created. So you guys are, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you guys are playing your parts that you created.
Yeah, so we can't be a tribute band because I can't be a tribute to myself.
Yeah, no. Right. You can't concede it.
Yeah, a lot of people get confused.
Right. So what are you guys singing for you now, doing the Billy Joel part?
Oh, we got this guy, Dave Clark. He lives in New Jersey now, and he had a tribute band for a while. When he walks out on the stage, he actually looks like Billy too. He's got the goatee, he's a little overweight.
Right.
And, just a little.
he's working on that, though. He's working on that.
We've had Richie on the show. We had him in studio when we were on Long Island. We had him on the phone here, and he told this great story about New York State of Mind. I think that was just when Richie joined the band. He said, Billy brought him into the studio and said, I want you to do sax for this. And he played him what became New York State of Mind.
Yeah.
And he just rolled he did that sax part right off the top of his head.
Yeah, he actually came in the studio. We were recording Angry Young Man at the time. And he heard Angry Young Man. And he was like, where do I fit in with this band, you know? And then Billy took him in another room and said, and played him New York State of Mind and said, I want a saxophone on this. And Richie just whipped it out. Boom.
The saxophone, you know? You mean, right?
But he also played sax.
Right.
Yes, he also played sax.
Yeah.
But the thing that got him the gig was the whipping out part of it.
Well, naturally, he's impressed. Yeah.
You know, I always ask this, and people usually respond with, there's no way to know it was going to be that big. But was there a particular song you were recording that you knew was just going to live forever?
No, you don't think like that. You're just a bunch of friends in the studio doing what you love to do. We had no idea what was going to be a hit or what wasn't going to be a hit.
Right.
You know, I thought my life would fall flat on its face myself.
Really?
Not my favorite song. As a matter of fact, we were rehearsing with Elton John when we were doing the Billy and Elton tours, and we're playing My Life, and Elton stopped it and pointed at me and said, he's not playing that right. And Billy said, he's never going to play it right. He hates it.
Yeah, I've been talking about this whole thing, yeah.
You do the drum part in Uptown Girl?
I do. That's amazing.
It's like one of the most famous drum parts ever. Dum, da, da, dum.
Yep, exactly.
And that's another one of those drum lines that makes the song. I mean, right. The song's great, and there's singers, and yeah. But this drum part, and this, you guys set out to do like a Frankie Valli tribute with this song, right?
Oh, yeah, the whole, what was that album that was? Innocent Man album was a tribute to those groups that we grew up listening to.
Right.
Well, Nod.
Yeah.
You know what cracks me up all the time? Yeah. You ever see the video he had for Los Angelinos where you guys were playing some club?
Toad's Place. Maybe it wasn't the Toad's Place show.
During the part where Billy's like playing like the keyboards, Liberty's at the drum set and he's kind of like almost like dancing. And you just see Billy like kind of give him a glance like, what are you doing?
You know, people say, what are some advice that you give kids today that want to do what you did? And I always say, watch what you wear and watch what you do in a video because it's going to be haunt you for the rest of your life.
And lives forever.
The worst one is the longest time video where we go from old guys to young guys.
Yeah.
I had to wear a wig, a wig to be a young guy. Put gray in our hair to be older.
I'm sure your family sends you memes of yourself now.
Yep.
Liberty DeVito is on the phone, former drummer Billy Joel's band and Lords of 52nd Street drummer, and they're playing at the Connecticut Post Mall in Milford, which is a really cool, it's like an outside thing. It's Friday, August 28th at 7 o'clock, and this is, all the members of the Billy Joel band. These are the guys who made the songs with Billy.
It's going to sound great.
So it's not a tribute band.
No.
It's
the original guys.
It's the original guys.
Yep.
And how often could you go and see these original guys who made all this music?
Seriously.
That we've all heard.
Exactly, yeah. So you know them.
And we'll try to bring that music, live music, back again. We're in this pandemic, and it's really horrible. Nobody's playing anywhere. So many things are being canceled. They're trying to bring music back again. It looks like when you see the website, it's a big price tag, but fill that car full of people.
Right. How much is it for a car?
Oh, it looks like $140, but I guess you could put eight people in a car.
Grandma on the roof.
Convertible.
Good. Exactly.
And just pack them in.
Right, with a big trunk. Throw them in the trunk, too.
Yeah.
I
remember the last time I went to the drive-in, besides the one time with that girl. So when I went with my parents, we went to see PT-109, and I got hid in the trunk so my father didn't have to pay.
Right.
I remember that.
But Dad left you there, too, for a while.
My dad did that to me. Me and my brother, we had to get in the trunk.
What's that sound?
And he didn't have the greatest exhaust system.
Oh.
So we were very stoned when we got out
of the trunk. High. Very nice. Yep.
Liberty also has a book out that if you love his music and Billy Joel's music, you should check out Liberty, Life, Billy, and the Pursuit of Happiness. Billy wrote the foreword, and it was a very public falling out you guys had, and it went on for years, but you guys are good now.
Yeah, we're good. The Lords were playing the music. I started to fall in love with the music again because at one time I would turn it off the radio and wouldn't listen to it. And as I fell in love with the music, I wanted the friend back in my life. And so I reached out to him, and it was cool. That's very cool that he wrote that.
I'm sure you get asked all the time. Any chance of him, even for a song or a set, bringing you guys back out, Madison Square Garden?
Well, actually, when I get off the phone here, we're going to go to, there's a limo waiting outside for me to take me to Madison Square Garden. And
You're that guy. You're that guy. You had us all looking at each other like, holy crap.
Oh my God. I'm getting ready to tweet something out.
Breaking news.
I'm getting ready to tweet something out. Thanks, Liberty.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
By the time this is over and they start booking the garden again, Billy might be like 110. Who knows?
I got to hit a break here. Liberty, just great to talk to you. We're going to link up all the stuff on the show Friday, August 28th, 7 o'clock, Connecticut Post Mall, Milford, on our radio station website. But we'd love to have you back on when we get back in after vacation.
Anytime.
All right.
Anytime.
That was cool, man.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.